And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's going to be a great day. The sun is going to be shining, and the deals are going to be happening here at Tackle Day. It's setting up. It's a lot of great people here, and we're going to be talking some fishing here and giving away some phenomenal prizes. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Gamakatsu, and Costa. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090, and we're live at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Tackle Day is on. Officially starts at 9 o'clock, but it's happening right now. A lot of people are setting up and getting ready. See the Fishwork guys and saw the Gamakatsu guys, the Olakai, all the Maui Jim guys are setting up, and lots of great deals going on. Now, I'll tell you what, right across from me is the big outside booth of Fisherman's Landing Tackle. They've got a lot of great deals. CalStar's here, and boy, Daiwa's here. There's a lot of it's a happening place. Rollo Kids are here. They've got a huge booth, and they're doing some phenomenal things with Rollo Kids. So that's going to be really a fantastic booth, and we'll get Mike Lum and the guys to come over and talk about that. But let me tell you something. We have some amazing things to give away today to those that come down here and step up to the mic and register with either Tommy or Gary. They're taking cards. The first, now we've been talking about this new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses that we have, right? The Equator, which is their brand new pair, which I have on display right here. We'll be handing that to somebody at the end of the show here. We also have an Anza fillet knife to give away, but John from CalStar really stepped up big time, and the great people at CalStar gave us a CalStar rail rod, basically a rod you cannot even get right now, and we're going to give that away at the end of the show, too. It's an over $500 value rail rod, and the ultimate, the CalStar rod. And we want to thank John and all the great people from CalStar for giving that to us. And I even have some 2022 Bill Varney calendars, which is a great calendar, and stuff. Cowboys here with donuts and cookies and all kinds of stuff. And a lot of people, Tommy and Gary are here, and Arnie's here. And so we're happening. It's a great place. You should be down here at Fisherman's Landing, at Fisherman's Landing Tackle right now. So some great stuff going on. And I can tell you, if we can get Tommy, if you can go grab Mike Lum and have him come over and talk about the pick-a-box and all the great stuff that we're doing with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and good stuff. Now, I was talking to Mike Kirsch with Olakai and Maui Jim. Now, they have some salesman samples that they're practically giving away over there with Olakai. Really amazing deals on men's and women's shoes and sandals. And, of course, Olakai, the best stuff there is around. And Maui Jim's, of course, they've got some great deals. And everything pretty much is on sale today at Fisherman's Landing. They're busily setting up things here and getting things ready to go, and basically everything. We talked about these deals for quite some time. The cigar. Mike Lum, come on in, come on down. Cigar Fluorocarbons got some great deals. Watch that first step; it's a doozy. Go ahead and grab a headphone, and let's talk about Captain Rollo's and all the stuff that you're doing with Captain Rollo's. Good morning, Mike Lum.
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, get things started here. We had some technical delays there to get us started, but we're getting things rolling here. So
I thought that was just me.
Yeah, no. We're full up and we're ready to go. So what is happening over at the Rollo booth today?
We got so much going on. I can't keep it straight in my own head, but it's all for the kids. It's all good. And so
all this money raised today is going to take kids fishing.
That's what all the money we ever raise for Rollo does, is put kids on their first ocean fishing trip. And sometime this past year, we exceeded the 140,000th kid since we started this program back in 1999. And we are now, last year was a slower year for a couple reasons. One, we couldn't get a lot of the kids out because of the COVID situation. And our fundraising efforts were restricted last year. So we're back on track, and we're anticipating we're about done for this year. But for 2022, we're going to have a lot of kids out on the water again. And, of course, we do that annual Wicked Tuna. Captains come out and do the Tuna Wars.
Right, happening again?
Yep,
okay.
And that's all set and ready to go.
Now, are those tickets on sale for the boats?
No, actually, because I think we're about sold out. So
we're
really not going to have an opportunity to really do much promotion.
Because people that went last year are just booking again,
that's
right?
Exactly what happened. And we had a wonderful fishing last year, which always helps for next year. But the big deal for me on the Tuna Wars thing is the captain's reception, which we do the day before over at Dana Landing.
Yeah.
That was a very fun event, and the public is welcome, and there's really no limit. We'll take as many people, you know, really. We get a couple hundred, 200-300 people. We can handle all that. It's a lot of fun. But for today here at Tackle Day, we have a very large booth, usually, you know, compared to what we normally have for Rollo. And the reason for that is we're kicking off our annual raffle, our grand raffle, which last year we did not have, but everybody remembers from years ago. We've had it for years and years and years. And it's back. We've got some wonderful prizes. We have over $30,000 worth of stuff that's been donated, and we'll be raffling that all off at the end of April. But between now and April, we're going to sell tickets starting today, and tickets are $10 for that. And so that's a great way to donate to Rollo. And a lot of people buy those even for Christmas gifts. So here today we have Pick-A-Box, and the way that works is people come down and they make a $25 donation, and they pick a box off of a selection on the wall, and then we open up the box. There's a card inside, and whatever's on the card, they win. And there's $25 boxes, there's $75 boxes, there's $150 box. And I'll tell you, the $150 box is really cool because the box is actually an AO cooler. It's a soft-sided cooler that retails for around $100, just the cooler.
Wow, just the cooler.
Yeah, so you pay $150, you donate $150, you get one of those coolers, and then whatever you win inside. And we're giving away tackle items, we're giving away raffle tickets, we're giving away all kinds of cool stuff, Fisherman's Landing gift cards in some of them. Always a good value. I don't think anybody walks away going, wow, that wasn't very good. I think quite the opposite. They go, that was, I hit the
more
jackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and we are going to also offer $500 boxes, and those five.
Only five.
Five of those, that's all we have, and the $500 box is actually a Canyon cooler. It's an insulated 22-quart Canyon cooler.
Whoa.
And I think that thing retails for a couple $100 by
wow.
itself. And so, and inside, that one, I'll tell you right now, those come with a substantial amount of the grand raffle tickets. I think there's... Yeah, I don't want to say because I don't remember, but it's a very large amount of the raffle tickets, and then we have one. There's five of those, and then there is one $1,000 Yeti thermos, for lack of a better word, a growler, I think they call them, and there's only one of them. And it's $1,000, and I assure whoever buys it is going to be very happy.
You told that story about the guy that bought it last year.
Yes,
and,
I did.
And he was like, why should I spend this money? And,
no, like, I can't tell you.
And he was stoked, right?
That was classic.
Yeah,
the guy really had never heard of Rollo's organization at all, and so. he was so skeptical.
Well,
and then after I convinced him that this is a real deal, we've been around for a long time, he cracked open his wallet and gave us that donation, and it was like, that's fantastic. And then he was like, oh my God!
I love that. Well, what's in it? What's in it for $1,000? I can't tell you. You got to pay for it if you want to find out.
It was awesome.
That's
awesome.
Cool.
So that's going on today, and the grand. So what? Give us an example of what's in the grand raffle for those. So people can buy if they don't want to buy any of the pickle box or anything. They can buy grand raffle.
We have some wonderful trips. I don't have the ticket right here in front of me, and I can't read the sign from here. We have 30 individually listed items, or maybe more by the time we get to the raffle. But off the top of my head, I know for a fact that there are some wonderful trips. There's a 7-day long range trip on the Royal Polaris. There is a trip to Costa Rica, and I believe that is Fishing Nassara has donated that trip, and that's for two. We've got a 3.5-day trip for two out of H&M Landing, and that's a 3.5-day trip for two people.
Yeah, right.
We've got a trip to Adventures in Camping up in the Sierras.
Oh, nice.
They've put together a wonderful package.
Wow.
The guys down at Tail Hunter International down in La Paz, they put together a wonderful package. I think it's 5 days. That's in there. And then, of course, there's a Fisherman's Landing. There's two $500 gift cards for Fisherman's Landing. So those two guys that win those are going to come down and spend some time with Rick. And
this raffle is going to happen when?
End of April, April 30th.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly at the moment where, but I know the date. And I suspect we're going to probably do it right here at the Landings, but that isn't confirmed yet.
Okay.
We got a long time between now and then. We'll be talking this up a lot.
Yeah.
So the grand raffle, if you want to get in on that now, if you want to buy some of them and give to people for Christmas gifts, I mean, that a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, today, if you come down here, there's a good chance that if you participate in this, you're going to end up with some raffle tickets. Good chance.
Not everybody. When can people start handing money?
I'm hoping 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock,
yeah.
Okay.
And we're close. I came down yesterday. I got a lot of the booth up, and then today we're scrambling to get it done right now. But I think by 8 o'clock we'll be ready
to roll.
There are five of the $500 boxes, and again, anybody that buys one is going to be making a very generous donation to get more kids on the water, but they themselves are going to go.
But
I
then
scored.
Again, 125. The different.
There's a 25.
A 25.
There's a 75. The 75 is actually a soft-sided tackle box that's worth more than the $75.
$75. All right.
And we have a limited number of all of that. We have in the past, the last few years, we have sold out of everything before we got done at 3 o'clock.
All right.
So,
well, sounds like a great time.
That's fun.
And 100% of that money is going to take kids fishing.
That's what we do. We take kids fishing.
Right.
And we take kids from all walks of life. Some of these kids have never seen the ocean.
Yeah. And I might also add, let's say you buy the $500 or the $1,000. It's a 501c3 corporation. Check with your tax advisor, but it's a tax-deductible donation.
Well, again, check with your tax advisor, but it's a donation,
it's a donation to a nonprofit organization.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do that. Do with it what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would also add, before I get off of here, why on earth there is a sale on fishing tackle right now is beyond me.
Well, yeah.
Because all I hear as I talk to various people is, oh, man, I wish I could get more inventory. I wish I could get more inventory. We have customers. I can't. They leave without buying stuff because I don't have what they need.
Yeah.
And then we turn around and we hear about these fantastic savings, and you guys have held merchandise back. You've not sold merchandise at regular price so you can sell it at a discount.
Yeah,
I'm not sure anybody would follow that, but the fact is you guys are doing that, and it's awesome.
Hey, and you want to top that, John from CalStar hands me a rod you can't even buy. Because they can't, and we're giving that away at the end of the show today. How about that, huh?
That's,
at CalStar Rail Rod.
I'll tell you, anybody that is not here today is missing an opportunity.
So basically what this is all about is it's giving back to the people in the industry is really what today is about.
Yeah, well, and it's our customers. I mean, it's taking care of our family, and that's how we look at it. And we've worked really hard to make this an event that is very much worth traveling to and participating in, and it's our, you know, it's towards the latter part of the season. We're going to hear from Carl very shortly that it is very much not the end of the season, but, you know, it's that time of year. And
well, he's got news?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got some very serious news.
All right.
But that's it. We worked very hard to make this an event that's very worthy for everybody coming down, and so we did exactly that. We've kept a bunch of stuff. It's not the right smart whatever business move, but you know what, it is the move that we're going to make, and it's what's taking care of our customers.
Yeah,
so that's what we're doing.
Sure.
So when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be talking about all kinds of great stuff, including you joining us. If you want to be a part of the show, we want to hear from you this morning. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. We got a great show, so much good info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Lanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Lanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Lanero.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, we can say it live at Tackle Day.
Yeah.
Things are running solid now, all good.
Yeah. And we're at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Just get on down here.
Yeah,
because
totally.
The deals are incredible. I mean, like we said, like Mike Sun said, what in on earth are you having a sale for when you can't even get product? But they are.
We are.
And there's deals, and you can get some amazing stuff. And Carl has big news on the fishing front. You thought it was the fat lady who was singing, right?
Oh, boy.
No way. What's happening, Carl?
Good bluefin tuna fishing. So come buy some tackle and then get on the boats and go fishing.
So tell us about it.
We only have a couple boats out fishing, but I just got off the radio with Billy Queen. He's running the boat. Gavin took a trip off, but he's got limits of bluefin tuna for his second day of his two-day trip.
Wow.
So 96 bluefin for his 24 anglers for his 2 days. A majority of that fish is 30 to 80 pounds.
So
he's got four over two, I think it was, and one over 100. So good
Holy
fishing.
Mackerel.
But almost everything's on live bait. 99%.
All bait fish, not kites.
Not kite. No, this is
all.
This is standard good. Pick out a sardine, cast it out, catch a 80-pound
on the anchor.
No, on long drifts.
On
very long
drifts.
Okay. 4, 5, 6 hours long.
Wow, and they're still out at the bank.
Out on the bank, and then Jeff on the Fortune, he called in with limits of bluefin yesterday for his first day of a two-and-a-half-day trip.
Wow.
So same great fish. Long drifts. He said the key is 40-pound test. And
40 pounds.
Like a number two, number four circle hook.
Okay.
So, but very good fishing. You know, unfortunately, fishing 40-pound, you hook a 100-pounder or a 90-pounder. Not everyone's going to land them. But the majority of this fish is all catchable fish. You know, you go out there with your Talica 12 or Talica 16 with 40-pound.
Oh, man. Free
as a fluorocarbon. Go
number
catch
two, Kamikatsu Nautilus, the new one. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like
that
game
is such
on.
Good news.
So, and you can get your... You can get your Kamikatsu Nautilus number 2 and 4
mm-hmm.
circle hook here for buy two, get one free.
Yep, correct. Buy two, get one free.
You can get your Seaguar fluorocarbon, gold is what we, the gold is probably what we recommend. And now what's that?
Yeah, buy one, get one
buy
free.
Buy one, get one free.
Yep. So it's buy one, all Seaguar, whether you pick blue, gold, pink, premier, doesn't matter. From 0 to 80 pound is buy one, get one free. And then 100 pound and above is buy two, get one free.
And when does all that start, Rick?
Right now. So basically the way Tackle Days works, everything that is inside the tackle store, all those deals are available right now. And then we are, outside, there's a bunch of displays, all of the big saltwater people, like I know Pete, you had already mentioned, including a big booth that we have, all the outside stuff. And a lot of that is like the crazy closeouts and, you know, shirts that are normally $30 that are on sale for $10 or kids shirts that are on sale for $9.95, all of that kind of stuff. That's in our outside booth, which that opens at 9 o'clock or sometime very close to that. As soon as they get that booth polished and ready for everybody, they'll kick the doors open. And that usually happens right around 9.
All right. So, Carl, if somebody wants to get on a boat, the weather outlook looks pretty darn good here.
Yep.
Are there boats running tonight?
No, we don't. But tomorrow night. Yep. The Outriders.
Because you have to do a day and a half for this, right?
Day and a half or two and a half.
Okay.
Everyone's running day and a half, 2.5 day trips. almost all these trips are going to target this bluefin as long as the weather's good.
Okay.
Everyone's, like, bluefin goal-oriented right now. So there's trips on the Fortune, the Condor, day-and-a-half and two-and-a-half-day trips. The Pegasus just added a couple trips up, and the Mustang. So we got trips all the way through Thanksgiving.
With availability.
With availability. The Queen's got a couple three-day trips with a spot here or two guys have canceled, you know, just because of whatever. And if there's still enough interest, we'll keep running all the way through December, you know. So you guys need to make reservations to get these guys off the dock and keep fishing.
Yeah, because if they have the reservations, like how many will they go with? Eight or ten guys.
To go.
Wow.
You know? So make reservations, get on the water. And we'd love to get more trips out in December, you know. Yeah.
You have them up online now, as well as you can call.
Yep. And
just come down today and then go to the counter.
Yeah,
and talk
see one
to the
of the guys,
guys
right? in the office.
Yeah.
And buy your gear. Like I got my gear. I'm ready to go fishing. Go fishing.
So wait a minute. I'm confused. Are you working in the tackle store today? Or are you working at the landing today?
We get to steal Carl a couple of times a year, and you know Carl's roots are still in the tackle store. And on big sale days, we steal him for a day. So Carl very much runs
tackle.
Things behind the counter, but today he's getting to be a man again, and you know we're in the tackle shop.
Great. Well, hey, we've got a lot of guys that want to ask for questions. I think a lot of guys want to win that CalStar that pair
doubt.
Of Allergym sunglasses. Thanks, Carl, for the info. That was great.
Yeah,
really appreciate that. Steve Carson, come on up. Hey, John from Los Alamitos, come on. Step up to the mic there. Thanks for coming down from Los Alamitos.
Morning, guys.
Morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
It's such a pleasure to be here. I just spent...
I see. You got a score.
$400 worth of money and got $800 worth of product.
All right.
Sweet.
Thank you, guys, for always doing a great job. I'm getting ready to go on a 10-day, Rick, in 2 weeks. So my question to you is a Talica 12 with 40 sufficient?
I mean, for a ton of the things that you're going to run into, yes. I'd say on a 10-day trip, as you know, everything can vary from year to year and what you do, but very commonly, 40-pound line would be a bread-and-butter, you know, size line. You often use that more than most things, but as always, it depends a little bit on the grade of fish that you're fishing for, and... So my short answer is yes. As you know, on a 10-day trip, it takes a lot of rods and reels, but a Talica 12 and 40-pound is a fantastic one that you will probably use a lot of. With that said, I'm going to defer the rest of the answer over to Steve Carson, and it's perfect because Steve, obviously not only a great fisherman who does a lot of those trips, is doing a seminar for us today, and Steve's seminar is for you, and it's basically covering, I think it's the five outfits that you can't go without from, you know, 3 to 10-day trips. So exactly what you're talking about, the, you know, it takes more than just the one, but the one that you got is a fantastic one.
Steve?
Is that fair to say, Steve?
I got 7 setups, so.
Okay.
Well, that's the analogy that I use is golf clubs. And so you're going to go play Torrey Pines. What's the one club you're going to bring?
Whoa.
You're like, huh?
Talica 12.
What? you know why pro golfers carry 14 clubs? Because that's the limit. They'd carry more if they were allowed to. So really, I mean, I've distilled the seminar down because Rick told me I only had 45 minutes. The five rigs you don't leave home without. Now, there's more that you can bring. I definitely need bring more. And you can bring all kinds of fun stuff from a fly rod to a surface iron rod to this to that. But what you're talking about in my seminar is rig number 3. And when we get brand new people fishing, I always tell them that's the first one you buy. You make sure you get a really good one, get a good reel, get a good rod, get a good line, make sure Rick winds your line for you, and then you build from there. For our local tuna fishing, even beyond 10-day trips, our local tuna have been an exceptionally, once-a-century type grade the last couple of years. And the rig you're talking about, although it would be great for ridge-grade tuna, just about tuna anywhere up to about 100 pounds, and I know bigger ones have been caught on it, but, you know, that's practical for up to 100 pounds. I've been on lots of boats the last couple of years, Rick, where a 100-pounder is like, get that little one out of the way. We got to go get out this big one. So you need to make sure that you've got a good, viable 60-80-pound rig for our local tuna, and that's for the, you know, the 75 to 175-pounders.
How did that size become a casually discussed size?
Yeah,
how that
happened? How happened? Yeah.
And then you also want to make sure you've got, at minimum, an 8,100-pound rig, and that would be for when they're anywhere from 150 to 300. When they start to be over 300, there's another thing you got to get. But then going the other way from, again, your rig is the anchor. That's the anchor that everybody's got to have.
40-pound two-speed. That's number one.
And then you go downward, and the younger guys are gonna poo-poo it. But these days, everybody that's north of, let's just say, 40 years old, needs to have a two-speed 30-pound rig for when those 50, 60, 70-pound tuna only want to buy 30. Now, I wish they wouldn't do that, but they do.
They do that.
And when that happens, you want to make sure you got a two-speed 30-pound rig. And then for when the inevitable happens, you know, and the fish are biting well and they're nice and they're pretty and they're 20 pounds, they're 25 pounds, then you want to have a lighter rig with 20 or 25-pound test. So that's your five rigs right there that you don't leave home without. Again, looking around at this audience here, I know there's guys that use, you know, they've got their 9-foot, their 10-foot surface iron rigs. There's a few degenerates like me that bring a slow pitch rig. There's all kinds of fun stuff to bring, but you don't leave the dock without those key five. And the one you start with is what you described right when you walked up.
Cool. Hey, John, for being the first guy up to the mic, we're going to give you a 2022 Varney calendar and a Bill Varney California Surf Fish Identity card.
So, thanks, buddy.
Thanks for coming down. All right, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja.
You got it. It's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, snacks, beverages, ice, boating supplies, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the right freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside, and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info. And we got the cast man standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, Ricky. Pedro.
Gasman.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Hey, you know, you were talking about friends of Rollo, and I've got an old-time client, Russ Hampton, out in Florida. You know, he used to do a lot of long range back in the day, and he's mostly doing fly fishing now down to Zihuatanejo and Brazil and his own home state there in Florida. But he called me a couple weeks ago, and he said he had he's cleaning his garage. He has a ton of iron. Not quite a ton, but about 40 or 50 pounds. And he wanted to know what I could do with it, if I could use it or give it to somebody. And, I immediately thought of friends of Rollo. So, Pete, next Sunday I'm going to bring it down. You're going to disseminate it wherever it goes.
Bring it on down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it on down.
Yeah.
That's great, Castman. Now, are you still down in the Baja?
No, I came. I went down last Saturday with a group of 50. The fun fishing trip down there, and boys had a fishing was not up to par. I mean, they caught fish. You know, he got some nice Dorado. What I would say, good quality Dorado, 8 to 15 pounds, football-sized tuna, and that was about it. That area up in the Sea of Cortez there, just about a 35, 40-minute run from the marina there at San Jose del Cabo, the water turned green about 2 days before we got there. You know, that's fishing, man. So it really slowed things down. So they had to fish some other areas. But as we left, the water was clearing. And I got an email from Baja Bob there in La Playita. And he said things are really looking up now, you know.
Of course they are.
The water's clearing. Yeah, the water's clearing. And they are starting to get more tuna in the count. And, of course, the Dorado's still there. But the evasive hoos have not shown yet, but they were there before the green water, and I'm predicting that we may be hitting it just about right. So we've got a group. Yeah, we got a group of 54 leaving tomorrow. Going to fish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and come back on Thursday. So anyway, we'll have a good fresh report there for the for that southern tip of Baja. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Yeah. Oh, by the way, while we were there on last Sunday, they brought in a 296 yellowfin.
Whoa.
I'm telling
well,
you.
Of course,
that
they
thing,
have the...
That thing,
they have the Western Outdoor News tournament going on today, right? So, or that yesterday and today. So that 293 could win some big bucks on that whole thing, right?
Yeah, well... That would be a good one to bring in, man.
Yeah.
It'd definitely be a contender.
So good to know that there's some big tuna around. So that's great. So good luck to all the anglers
out there in the tournament. Yeah, they're locating those fish not too far off the beach, about 15, 20 miles under the porpoise, and they're there. You got to go find them.
Sounds great, Cass. So you headed back down for the Wahoo hunt, the Cass Tours Wahoo hunt, and then you're going to be calling us next Saturday.
Yeah, it's the Wahoo Rumble, Pete.
The Wahoo Rumble.
We're
going to
rumble.
The Rumble, just like our Yellowtail Rumble in Loretto, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right,
man. Well, you take care, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Have a great trip, Cass, man, and nice to hear from you. If somebody wants to book a trip, how do we do it with Cass Tours?
800-593-6510 on the 6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that report very much. And one thing before... We have another great guy joining the panel here, Captain Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Hey, great. And just so people know, we are talking about that seminar that you're doing. What time is that seminar, Steve?
I'm on at 1:30. I'm on last, and Rick has already warned me to be done on time because at 2:30 is the big drawing.
Oh, okay.
So those that know me know I'm gonna have to push it just a little bit to make sure that I'm done on time.
Can you hang out with us and give us a little more incentive here?
You know what? Let me come back in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Because there's a show going on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you gotta get ready.
Well, you got a lot of stuff going on.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, thanks for joining us and come on back.
All right. I'll be back.
Appreciate that. All right. Steve from Fallbrook is here, and thanks for joining us, Steve. And you have a chance to win that Calstar rail rod, these beautiful Paramount Gym sunglasses, and that Anza fillet knife. Good morning.
Hey, Steve.
Beautiful. Good morning. Good to see you. Good luck or good work on getting on the air this morning. My question is, I'm looking for a good rail rod specifically for ponga fishing. And years ago, I had an old stroker with a very short butt. And I recall that worked quite well, and I was wondering what's available now.
Well, I would say it's two things. You'd said you wanted a rail rod for ponga fishing, and those two things are just not often one in the same. So what makes up a good rail rod is a rod that has a little more of the power or lift in the forward part of the rod, you know, closer to the tip. And why that is so is so that when you rest that front rail, front grip on the rail, the forward part of the rod is aiding you in lifting the fish. And they tend to be built with a longer rear section too, so you can tuck it under your arm or you can tuck it under your thigh. You can, you know, use whatever part of your body to help, you know, put leverage on the back end of the rod and use it as a fulcrum and allow the rail to take the weight and the rod to do the lifting. The ponga part is a little bit different because, you know, a lot of times that rod needs to be in your waist while you're, you know, walking about in a smaller, less stable boat without a railing. So that longer rear grip sometimes will push the reel farther forward, which makes it a little more awkward for you turning the handle. The grip you want really nice and far so you can, you know, you can be pulling on the fish. So I think that for you, I would just look for a lesser of a rail rod design, but a nice heavy rod that still has a relatively short rear grip and a good long foregrip that you can hang on to. And if you want something that's a little fast, there's a lot of people here to talk to, but like the first thing that comes to my mind would be going back to like a glass rod, maybe like a 64, 65 heavy or extra heavy from Calstar or a 700H or a 700XH, something like that. But I don't think I would go, you know, in that longer side of things, which has become real popular for the rail, you know, when guys are fishing with Bill on a long-range boat, pulling on big tunas, you know, that longer rod has a lot of advantage in keeping the, you know, the fish when he's circling from rubbing under the boat. You don't have those types of problems on the ponga, and a longer rod sometimes doesn't give you as much leverage when you're just hanging on to it.
Hey, Bill, that rail rod has really changed the game on long-range fishing, right?
It has. Do you remember what we used to do with harnesses and short rods?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it worked, but yeah, it wasn't as efficient as what the technology and rod building is now.
Yeah, it's I mean, what percentage of your people that are coming fishing on the Intrepid have rail rods?
100%.
100%.
Yeah, right?
Okay. I mean, pretty much says it, right?
On that ponga topic, you could take like a rail rod and just customize it. Just
sure.
Cut some of the butt off, make it a little bit shorter, because that Rick brought up a good point. We have that length, and you got that power up on the tip for, you know, our application on a sport boat, but you could just customize one for a ponga and cut some of the butt off to make it a little bit more user-friendly and doable in a ponga.
There you go. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup, including talk with the guy next to us, Captain Bill Cavanaugh on the Intrepid. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great audience questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40 pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Gamakatsu Hooks and Sea Falcon Lures are teaming up at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing Saturday, November 6th. Just listen to these incredible specials only available at Tackle Day. Buy any three Gamakatsu items with at least a $30 value and receive a free G-Box 3200 RV box. Plus, you'll be entered into an hourly drawing with six winners per hour. Buy any Sea Falcon jig and receive a free Sea Falcon jig roll-up bag or a Sea Falcon hat. With the Sea Falcon jig purchase, you will also be entered into an hourly drawing with six winners per hour. For both promotions, you must be present to win and redeem your free item at the Gamakatsu booth with proof of purchase. In addition to getting great discounts on Gamakatsu hooks and Sea Falcon lures at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, you will get free goods and 25 chances to win extra prizes. Be sure to go by the Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon booth at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing Saturday, November 6th.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great day here live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. You know, the events officially still doesn't start for over an hour, but things are already absolutely cranking down here. Always fun seeing all the booths getting set up. Everybody's rolling around.
I mean, you look around. Lawrence is here from Fishworks, and I didn't even recognize the guy. He looks 20 years younger from all that time in Baja, man.
And Mexico's good for the soul.
Salty Cruz here. AFCO's here. We have Costa. Bill's the man. Bill is here from Costa. And P-Line is here. And then I see Gamakatsu. I see Shimano. I see Daiwa. I see Corley. We talked about Olakai and Maui Jim.
We've got a brand new one that we're really excited for. The guys from the California Flyer Company that make that really bitchin', you know, artificial flying fish. It's their first time coming down here with us, and we're really excited to have them. They're going to participate not only in the show they brought. That lure has been so incredibly difficult to get. They brought a bunch of them down and going to be doing a seminar today about it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They have them?
They have them, and they're on sale.
Oh, there may not be too many after about 8 o'clock here.
Now, you've been using those, Bill?
Now I'm going to go buy them all right now.
Yeah, you got to go. You've been using them.
We had one. And it worked.
It worked.
But we couldn't get another one.
You couldn't get another one. Yeah, they've been hard to get.
We have been out for weeks.
Weeks.
And we have a huge drop coming today. So, yeah, it's just like I said, today's just a really good day.
Like Mike Lump said earlier, it's like, what are you giving this stuff away for when you can't even hardly get it? But this is Tackle Day.
Because it's Tackle Day. It's our family out here, man. You got to take care of who takes care of you, and that's what today's all about.
Kevin from West Coast Marine is here. He's got a 28 Parker, and then he's got my 18 Parker. Too.
Yeah.
So they'll be down the dock, and they're actually right here up in the parking lot. So if you want to talk to them about ordering a boat, of ordering a Parker with the Yamaha outboard, talk to Kevin at West Coast. So, Bill, what's been going on? Now, last we heard, you were on the water, and what's been going on the boat with the Intrepid?
I've been at home this week.
You have?
Yeah, Captain Sam Moore just got in this morning from a Larry Brown-sponsored 10-day trip.
Wow, and how'd he do?
He did great. They had a really good trip.
Is that fishing improving down there? Because it's kind of a slow start down below, right?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
It's been really good. It's been all around a really good year of fishing, I think, especially down below for us.
Okay.
You know, we starting kind of like in June into July, we're doing primarily longer trips. We have a few short trips in our schedule, but we do a lot of 8-day trips, and now this time of year we're doing the 10-day trips. And that ridge has been really good to us this year.
Yeah.
Early season, just phenomenal yellowtail. That was some of the biggest volume of yellowtail I've seen down there in the last 10 years.
And big grade, too, right?
Mixed grade.
Mixed grade, yeah.
But the volume was insane.
Yeah.
Like a couple spots down there in June, literally there was 4 or 5 big schools around one shallow, and it was just like it was almost too good of fishing. It was crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah, the guys were just gassed. Like we couldn't get anybody to get to the rail because they were so tired of catching
fish. It's like enough, huh?
But it's been good. And Sam had a really, really good trip. I just got I talked to him every day when he's on the water, but I just got a detailed rundown from him this morning. They went down and they had limit style fishing on that yellowfin tuna on the upper end of the ridge. It was at 20 to 40 pound grade.
Nice.
Woo, so there's been a couple different grades on the ridge as far as that yellowfin tuna, and as of late, it's like if you time it right with good conditions, you're going to get that better grade. And he got in on that 20 to 40 pounders. He spent a couple days wahoo fishing. Had really good wahoo fishing. Had like 70 wahoo for a couple 2.5 days of fishing.
Nice.
And then scratched a little bit of yellowtail along the way, and finished up his trip on yellowtail. And had trip limits of fish, and had good weather, and had another very successful trip.
This is the time of the year for the wahoo, right?
This is a good time of year for wahoo.
Yeah. So, you think it's going to continue here? Conditions look good down there?
Yeah. Water temperature is good enough. The clarity is a big deal on that wahoo, especially on the ridge. But yeah, I mean, you know, not too long ago, it was a couple, 2-3 years ago, we had that really good consistent wahoo fishing at Aleos Rocks all winter long. We were having good fishing in January, February.
What about tuna fishing?
Tuna fishing, that's usually going to come to an end on that ridge probably December.
Yeah.
This month is going to be probably the last of it, is historically what takes place.
Yeah. All right.
That's awesome.
Cool. Well, so what's next for you? I mean, when are you back on the boat?
We have a day in, and then we leave on Monday morning on a 14-day trip.
14. Are you on that trip?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay. And where are you going?
You know what? We kind of morphed that trip into we fish bluefin the first couple days, offload RSW fish, and then go down and fish the ridge and fish the lower banks. We've done that the last couple years, and it's been a really it's been a really good trip, and it's been a good way to go. We kind of located that bigger fish on the lower banks a couple years ago down by that Jaime. Last year there was some really good cow fishing down there by that Morgan, so that's going to be our itinerary on this next trip.
All right. It's almost like cows and school-sized tuna at home, then variety on the way down, and then big ones again. Like that's a true do-everything
kind of
trip.
It's a kind of a do-everything
trip.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And they like to fish a lot. You know?
Sounds like it.
You know, a number of years we'd go down to that hurricane bank. We've had some good fishing down in that hurricane bank, but they just weren't. That particular group really wasn't into the travel time, and I can understand that. And we've morphed it into, like, we took advantage of this bluefin tuna fishery, and that lower banks has been good the last couple of years, so that's what we've done the last couple of years.
Any spots available? I mean, long-range trips are booking into 2022. I mean, you guys are popular, I know. Are there spots available on the boat next year or
no.
this year? No.
No.
You're sold out all next year?
It's kind of crazy.
Sold out for the whole year?
I got a hold of our web guy, Chad Woods, back in July. I'm like, dude, we need to get a waiting list on all of our trips because I got nothing else to sell. Like, I at least need to be able to have guys, because, I mean, stuff happens.
Always.
People have family issues, health, you know, stuff going on. You know, there are cancellations. So we have waiting lists on all of our trips. But to answer your question, we do not have any availability for the next 12 months.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is. Hey, Adam is with us. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Adam from New Loanne, Adam?
Yeah, do you guys get me?
Hey, there
yeah,
you are.
Hey,
yeah.
Good morning.
We just heard that Adam was on the line,
yeah.
So we weren't 100% sure. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How we doing this morning?
Great.
Excellent.
Great to hear from you. And, hey, hats off to you guys, too, for that saving those 25 people, too. I mean, I know we haven't had a chance to really talk about that on Let's Talk Hookup, but hats off to you and Marcus on basically saving 25 people's lives, so. Congratulations. Got a big hand here at Tackle Day.
Yeah, you know, that was Captain Marcus and the boys. They were out that trip. It was like one of my first trips off for a couple weeks, and they were out when they found the ponga out here. We're out on the banks right now. We're on a 2.5-day trip. We had very, very good fishing the last 24 hours. Mostly 50 to 70 pound fish, you know. We do have a couple standouts. We got one 200 pounder on board, and we had very good fishing here last night, especially.
Wow. So is it daytime and nighttime, or just mostly at night?
Quite a bit of both. You know, we ended up finishing up our second day's quota last night on those 50, 60 pound fish, fishing with jigs. But yeah, throughout the day yesterday, we had very good fly line bait fishing. It was legit tuna fish. We're out here in 64 degree water, and they were hitting yesterday.
Oh, man. That sounds awesome, Adam. Good going on that night you had last night.
You put a real big smile on Bill's face when you were talking about limits of 50 to 70 pound bluefins.
Oh yeah, no, we're pumped right now, and you know. Hopefully this is a sign of things to come for the next couple of weeks anyway. So seems like as long as we have some good weather out this way, we have some decent fishing. So
wow.
Came in from a three-day trip, our open party trip. We had 14 big ones. Our weather was pretty tough. Still saw a good sign of fish out here. So hoping our next couple trips we'll have some more opportunities like this. We definitely are stoked.
You know, while we were having that little bit of a tough time with weather and things in October, we'd always talked about, you know, that the last couple of years, November traditionally has been the very best months we've had for bluefin. And, boy, it sure sounds like it might be off to that start, Adam. Glad to hear that things are going so good for you guys on the New Loanne.
Yeah, we're hoping next, as long as the weather holds out, I think we'll be in good shape, you know. So we're crossing our fingers for that.
Okay. Well, if somebody wants to run on the New Loanne with you, Captain Adam, how do we? When are you running a trip on the New Loanne, and how do we get a hold of you?
You know, we're pretty much sold out for this month already. We haven't put our open party schedule up for next year yet, but I think we're going to be doing quite a few more longer trips, kind of in the mix. So Once we get our schedule posted up, I know some of our a lot of our charters have already rebooked. I think September and October are already sold out for next year. So keep an eye out for some of our open party trips.
All right,
early
that's great,
in the season,
man.
As well as later on August, I think still has some openings. So
great. PointLomaSportFishing.com. You can book online and check out the new Loanne, right? Captain Adam Williams from Tanner Bank, I'm guessing, yeah?
From the Bluefin Grounds.
The Bluefin Grounds, yeah. Thanks a lot for the check.
Bluefin Grounds, yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for the check from the new Loanne. Appreciate
that
very
awesome.
Much. And Captain Bill, want to thank you for stopping by today, and good luck on that 14-day trip. We sure appreciate it.
Well, and we got Captain Bill doing a seminar for us.
Oh, right.
Right. Basically, as soon as we're done here this morning, Captain Bill Cavanaugh's doing a seminar on our main stage this morning, talking all things big bluefin on the Intrepid, which obviously is very poignant for right about now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, cool. Good luck on the seminar, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming by, and appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and thanks for all the calls, too, on the show.
Yeah,
we really appreciate
really
those updates.
You got it, guys.
Thank
all right,
hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Bray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.